Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Sam, I can't imagine you've had too many nights tougher as a football player than that one. How will you mentally and from a preparedness standpoint bounce back?
Yeah, just got to watch the tape. Obviously, it wasn't a great game. For me, for the whole offense, we just got to watch the tape and bounce back.
When you watch the tape, at least naked eye, full speed, it seemed like you were having a really hard time with their different pressure looks, whether it was communication with the protection, sometimes the free runner, that might have been your responsibility. What was it about their pressures that took you as a group most by surprise?
We got to look at the tape and get better. A lot of things to clean up.
What do you think you personally can improve upon most just from a decision-making standpoint?
Yeah, I just got to make better decisions, get the ball out. Just got to be better that way.
And what do you think the message is to this group in this locker room coming off a loss like that?
Just keep working one week at a time and keep going.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.